back with you on the beautiful drive. Dr. Michelle is on the line from Water Temple. How are you?
I'm very well. It's been a serotonin sort of day, hasn't it, Timmy?
Well, my serotonin is kicking along okay, I think, is along with my cortisols and my dopamine and my other stuff.
Wait, your cortisol and your, so which one's dominating?
Hopefully the serotonin today. I hope.
Well, have you been out in the sun? Because it was, even though it's a bit grey now, were you out in the sun earlier today? Did you get any?
Yes, I've got a bit of sun. I've got to get a nice hat for the summer, though. I haven't got a good hat yet, I've decided.
Well, we need that.
We do
get burnt in this country, although I did hear that someone said that their ozone layer is improving.
Well, yes.
Which surprises me.
Yes, but yeah. I don't know. I'll have to
so what are the other things that you like to do that do you think will boost your serotonin levels, since it's not just one thing that boosts our serotonin?
Have a holiday.
Well, that last record that you played, Beach Island Holiday, sounded really inviting. I like that ending that you went, nothing more than lying in the sun.
Desert Island Disco.
But I think I'd go for scuba diving myself.
Oh, I'd do all of them. But no, it was Desert Island Disco. And I think that sounds good, doesn't it? A bit of a Desert Island Disco. That would certainly get my serotonin going.
I think so. Just being able to dance and have fun and hang out with some of your friends.
Yes.
Is all about that sort of thing.
Yes. And how does serotonin relate to floating?
Well, anything that you do that actually reduces stress out of your system starts stimulating serotonin. So it's like a combination of things that are actually needed to help boost serotonin. And it's as we've talked about before, that relationship between your gut or your digestive system and your brain. And it's never just one thing. So there is a combination of hormones that get affected by everything that we do, whether it's the quality of our sleep, the levels of our stress, whether we're working and whether we're doing good physical activity. So you need a little bit more brisk activity than a yin yoga style class. You know, if you've got a bit more yang style yoga, or you're doing some running, which I know you like doing, and swimming, or I used to rollerblade before I had my ankle smashed on my blades.
But
doing things like that actually help with the production. And even though it sort of there's certain foods, there's not a direct food that helps with your serotonin levels, but when you understand what happens in the gut, if there's any foods that create inflammation, they will also restrict or reduce the serotonin being produced in your gut. And that also affects, obviously the brain too.
Sure. I'm learning more and more about how important the gut is to your overall health and psyche, aren't they?
Well, it is, and it's actually fascinating. And I mean, like, the more I've got into floating and the more homework that I have to do, or the more study I've been doing on the health and even writing all these blogs, you sort of come from your bent and mine obviously is Chinese medicine and all the theory around that and what happens with the circadian rhythm or the orrery clock and why somebody wakes up at 1 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you think about that from a TCM perspective, but then when you look at it from a Western medical perspective, or you go in and studying areas of sleep and the behavior and how, like today I was reading something about, listening to something about CBD oil, which is pretty big for pain relief and so forth that we've previously talked about.
Yep.
But Matt Walker, who's done his study and written a really good fascinating book on sleep, he was talking about alcohol and sleep and CBD oil and sleep, and they actually have an effect or a negative effect on your serotonin levels as well and your dopamine.
Negative?
So, yeah.
That's not
so
good.
It's not necessary. I mean, like, because, dopamine's another one that we can talk about, but that's that really, because they work on similar aspects in the body, but, there is a difference. But if you're having not a balanced chemical what's best word to describe it? If you don't have a balance in the chemistry that happens in your body, and it's swayed to either too much adrenaline or cortisol running through it, then it has that negative effect on the other hormones, and your body stays, which we have talked about, in that chronic stress situation. And anything that is that chronic stress will start turning off your hormones that have an effect on your mood. So your serotonin and your dopamine,
yep,
so forth. So we're floating, acupuncture, massage, you know, meditation, these sorts of activities come in, is because they remove all that stress out of your system. Even if it's for short periods of time, those short periods of time also help, you know, reducing the stress and lifting the serotonin levels and your dopamine levels. But we're just focusing on serotonin. And so they are, when you're calming the system down, then it helps in that sense to raise the serotonin level.
Excellent. So floating is the answer.
Well, just like music. I think it's one of the best answers, because you're unplugging so much, and 90% of the brain's computation is occupied with dealing with gravity. And when you pull that out of the system, out of the equation, then it's a big game changer.
Uh-huh.
You know, above meditation, in that sense.
Yep. Yep. Alrighty, there is a little blog, is there not, on your website about this?
There is. We've just written that blog up about that. It's pretty straightforward, sort of what we've just talked about. There's, you know, massage and acupuncture and flotation therapy all work synergistically to help remove stress out of the system.
Watertemple.com.au is where you head.
You do, and it's in High Street, Armidale, Tim.
Thank you very much, Dr. Michelle.
Lovely to speak to you again. Thank you. Bye.